there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. There's a lot of misunderstanding and fear around artificial intelligence. My guest today, Ashani from New Jersey, loves math and is fascinated by AI. And when she was competing in computer science competitions, she realized that there were very few other girls participating. She decided to create a program called Girls Rule AI, which empowers girls from around the world with the foundational knowledge and programming skills they need to build solutions using AI. They offer free courses to small groups of girls in a friendly and supportive environment. I was blown away by Ashani's intelligence, perspective, and clarity around this topic, and her commitment to ensuring that every girl has the tools she needs to succeed in a rapidly changing world. Welcome back, everybody. I'm super excited to introduce you to my new friend, Ashani, and she is going to tell us all about this amazing work she does around AI, Girls Rule AI. Hey, Ashani, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. So tell us a little bit more about yourself, how old you are, where you live, where you go to school, what grade you're in, and all that good stuff. And then start from the very beginning, how this work started for you. What was the spark, the inspiration? Tell us everything.
So I am a senior in high school at High Technology High School, which is a pre-engineering academy in Lincroft, New Jersey. And in my freshman year of high school, I started going to my first research science fairs. And when I was there, I began to notice how few girls were in the computer science category, which are mostly AI projects, which is what I was interested in. And I realized that girls like myself might feel isolated in this quote unquote like sea of boys. And I had experienced the empowerment that comes from understanding AI concepts and working on meaningful projects. And I wanted other girls to feel that same potential. And I realized that AI can tackle real world issues, but without diverse voices, we risk missing out on innovative solutions. So I decided I would make a community where girls would feel comfortable learning and taking their first steps in their AI journey. So I started Girls Rule AI at the end of my freshman year. And I started with around 10 to 15 students per session. That wasn't a bad number, and they were incredible students, but the outreach seemed a bit limited. And I started my sessions with course material around the foundations of AI. So I had the couple of courses on basic foundations like regression, like linear regression, logistic regression, and classification, just basic foundations on AI. And then I advanced more into natural language processing because I realized that ChatGPT is a big thing now. So I focus a lot on machine translation and text classification going into neural networks and how they're able to compile text. And then I go further into Transformers and ChatGPT. So it was kind of hard to develop the course material and try to make it engaging. So I also decided I would make a lot of coding activities. So at the end of every lecture of every class, I have coding activities where I'd go through a piece of code that would tie into what we learned during the lecture. And then there's also a homework aspect so they can, it's like a hands-on coding activity for what they just learned from the lecture. So the girls really liked it. But because I was getting like only around 10 to 15 students, I was wondering how I could increase my outreach. And at that time, I wasn't very active on social media, but I finally stumbled across a Facebook group of parents who were looking for summer programs. This group had over 80,000 members, and this group allowed...
What?
Yeah, it was crazy. So they allowed a posting about Girls Rule AI since the courses were free. And from from that posting, we received about 100 registrations for that summer session. So it was really, really great. And then at that point, I also started an Instagram account and then started to actively post on Instagram because I wanted to reach out to young people directly. And I realized a lot of them are on Instagram. So now we have over 1,100 followers, and we've received hundreds of registrations through our posts. So it's been really, really great to be so active on social media. Now Girls with AI has reached over 200 students in 25 states and 6 countries. We have a great team of instructors, teaching assistants, and chapter leads in different states and countries who are former students of Girls with AI. So it's really nice to see them take this information and just grow with it. We have also partnered with 2 nonprofits, IntelliHER and Math for Girls, who were also started by high school girls around the country. And then we were also featured in an article that recently appeared in over 20 newspapers. So I've been really surprised with how much Girls with AI has expanded over the years. I wasn't really expecting anything great, but it's been really amazing just to see the progress that we've made, and I can't wait to go further.
Amazing. So let's take a couple steps back. So the program that you run is after school or on the weekends, or is it only in the summertime? Because you mentioned the enrollments that you got for summer, but that first group that you had, that small group, was that like an after school program?
So that I did, the first session was over the summer. That summer before my sophomore year. Then I also did a winter session. So sometimes I do have it over the summer. Sometimes I have it during the school year. Those will usually be on weekends.
On weekends. And is it a set number of weeks? Is it sort of like a 4-week course or a 6-week course or something like that?
So it is a 6-class course. Sometimes in the summer, originally what I did for my first session, I had it on Tuesdays and Thursdays, if I remember correctly. So it ended up being around 3 weeks. So two classes per week. And then after that, for that winter session, I split it up into 1 class per week. So that ended up being 6 weeks. This actually just wrapped up like a couple weeks ago, I decided to combine my basic session and my advanced session. So I originally just had it as like 6 classes, but then I decided just to split it up and make it easier for students to understand. I would split the first 3 classes into the basic session and then the last 3 classes as the advanced session, since that goes further into natural language processing. So this past October through November, what I did was I combined the basic and advanced courses into 1 day. So I'd have a 3-hour class for 2 Saturdays, and 1 day would be basic and 1 day would be the advanced. Just so if people couldn't make it, some people might like think it would be hard to make it for all 6 classes, I decided I would just have it for 2 days, see how that works out, and it worked out really well. So
amazing. So I'm just sort of curious, you started looking at this when you were a freshman. So how much did you understand about AI? Because this is really, obviously it's been around for a while, but the explosion of interest in ChatGPT and all of that has really come out just since you've been in high school. So how did you sort of first learn about it? And then was it something that you were sort of curious about or scared of? Or, you know, I think that there's a lot of misinformation about AI, and unfortunately, a lot of schools are not embracing it and approaching it with the right attitude. So I love that you are coming at this in a way that is educating people and really getting them to understand exactly what it is and what it isn't, and that it's not necessarily something to be afraid of. So tell me a little bit more about the sort of how this really started for you.
I have always loved math since I was a little girl, and I've always loved doing problem solving. And in middle school, I started taking classes from the art of problem solving, and I really fell in love with probability. And probability is a big part in AI and a lot of the math concepts behind AI. So that was just a natural transition for me to go from probability to AI. I got really interested. I just started hearing about it. So I decided to take a couple courses on Coursera, and I just started to do like some simple projects here and there just to like dip my toes in. And then once I got into high tech, High Tech has a really big emphasis on research. It's part of the curriculum. So once I entered High Tech, I realized maybe I can just try to start doing some research in AI because it seems really interesting. And AI, I realize, is such a big field. There's so much you can do with it. There's like, you can work on text, you can work on images, so many things you can do. So it's really great to see that even if like somebody wants to work on AI, there's so much for them to do rather than just this one focus path that you can just take your imagination anywhere. So in terms of how like people are looking at AI nowadays, I agree. Sometimes you can put it in the wrong light. AI is great as a tool as long as we use it correctly. So especially ChatGPT. ChatGPT, I think, is an amazing tool. It helps with a lot of things, but we also have to be very careful with how we use it. So obviously we can't, I don't think it's great to just have it do everything for you, but as long as you're able to learn from it, you can become a better person. Sometimes like if I write something and I think it needs to be reworded better, I could give it to ChatGPT and it gives me a couple ideas and just to get my brain working. And sometimes I need to learn a new word that it just comes up and I'm like, oh, maybe I can use this in the future. So I think as long as we use these AI tools effectively and we're still learning from it, I think they can be really great.
How do you ensure that the people, that the kids who are coming to get these lessons are kids who actually, I'm not going to say need them, right? Nobody needs them, but people are curious about them and want them. Are you making sure that it's getting out there in a way that the kids who sign up are kids who are perhaps under-resourced, who might not have another opportunity to have this sort of training, right? We all know that a lot of times coding classes and all of these things, there are lots of them out there and they cost a lot of money. And there are people who can afford to send their kids to those programs. So I know you said it, you put it on this Facebook post that had like thousands and thousands of parents on it, but is there any way that you're sort of making sure that you are receiving sort of a diverse group of students who otherwise might not be able to access this kind of training?
One thing that I really found helped was making the courses free. They were always free. And I feel like once they are free, people feel a lot more inclined to come because it's literally no cost to them. So, cause I don't want to make money off of this. I just want to spread, like this information out to the world. So I think people really like that. I also hosted an in-person session at my, at a library close by to where I live. And I saw people come in there as well. So I think right now Girls with AI is mostly online, but with my chapter leads and the instructors that I'm working with, I would like to start opening up some in-person sessions in those areas that they're with. So in case people don't have access to good internet or good technology at home, they're able to go to a library and use theirs. So I think that would be really nice to do as well. So that's one way like we could expand in the future.
So are there any challenges that you faced in setting this up or putting it out there into the world that you'd like to share with us and how you overcame them?
Yeah. So actually, I never thought I could teach in the first place. I doubted it a lot. I thought I was a really bad teacher. But I come from a family of teachers, actually. Both my grandparents were teachers and my mom is a teacher as well. So I decided to try it out and see how it was. It was very hard at first because for me, I'd always learned how to teach something, how to just teach myself something. But teaching a hard concept to someone else means that I have to understand how they are absorbing it. So I overcame this by practicing lectures many, many times, making sure I was being clear enough, especially with these very hard concepts. And I often edit the material before each session to update information and clear up any doubtful aspects. And as I did more and more sessions, I became a lot more comfortable with teaching. So now I don't have to practice as many times. It just comes a lot more naturally to me now. And I see the students are understanding very well, and I'm able to do it in front of a large number of students and handle all the questions that they're asking. And they're really enjoying it a lot. And I'm really happy with how much I was able to grow through teaching and how I was able to overcome this challenge. And I had to do a lot of stuff outside of teaching too. I had to create the material with all the concepts and as well as create all the coding examples from scratch. So just bringing this from the ground up was a little bit of a struggle, but I was very happy where we are today.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think when you teach someone else something, you actually learn it even better for yourself. You have to, as you pointed out, you really need to have a good grasp of the material before you can really effectively teach someone else. And if you can handle any question that someone asks you, right? Or if you can't, you can say, you know what, that's a great question. I never heard that before. Let me look into it and get back to you. But what a wonderful, you know, I think peer to peer or older child to younger child teaching and mentoring and that coaching and that sort of stuff. This is really powerful stuff, right? I mean, it's great for you as the teacher and it's great for them to learn from you, right? As opposed to learning from some older person who maybe can't really speak their language and connect with them. So, well, Ashani, this is really wonderful. I'm just wishing you the best of luck. I'm guessing that you want to go to college and study this. I'm assuming you don't want to be a singer or something, right?
Yeah, I would like to study CS in college, but I would also like to broaden my horizons with what I could do with CS. So I'd like to see where else I can go with it.
And maybe you can be an educator in the CS realm. Well, I'm sure that you'll be successful no matter what you do. Thank you so much for sharing this work with us. Tell us where people can follow and learn more and become an ambassador and all that good stuff.
So you can visit our website at girlslyeye.org and you can follow our Instagram. Our handle is girlslyeye, all lowercase. And you can email us with any questions at girlslyeyeinfo@gmail.com. If you or anyone you know is interested, please sign up for our next session, which will be held early next year. Students can become chapter leads, TAs, and even instructors in the future. And yeah, so please keep supporting us. And we are looking for corporate sponsorship as we move into our next phase so I can get the girls some t-shirts and other merch. So
absolutely. World domination. This is great. Thank you so much, Ashani. This was really wonderful. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.